Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan's pig spleen prognosticator, has returned with his weather predictions after a one-year absence, with the fatty spleens suggesting above-average precipitation from January to March and below-normal temperatures from April to June. Jeff Woodward, one of the more well-known pig spleen prognosticators, has been predicting the weather by analyzing pig spleens for 16 years. He took over from his late uncle Gus Wickstrom, well known as the pig spleen weather forecaster, for decades. Surrounded by family and friends, Woodward conducted his preliminary prognostications for 2025 in late December. The event was set for November 23rd, but a blizzard prevented the gathering in Regina and finalized his predictions on the Collier Farm south of Gull Lake. Woodward based his forecast on spleens from several locations around Tompkins, including the David Wagman Ranch, the Clint Kobler Farm, the Earview Colony, and the Stu Christensen Farm. Apparently, Environment Canada, in its infinite wisdom, now thinks that the best way to predict Saskatchewan's weather is out of Edmonton, because nothing says an accurate forecast like being several hours and a province away, he joked in a post on Facebook. The tradition of predictions goes back to pagan times in old Sweden, when preparations were being made for the winter, Woodward explained. When a pig is slaughtered in the fall, the spleen is set aside to examine. To make predictions, the spleen is divided into six equal parts representing the months of the year from January through June. The theory is that the pig has an innate sense of what the upcoming winter will be like, and a skilled prognosticator can look at the spleen of a mature pig and determine what the pig was anticipating between January and June. Forecasts outside of this time frame are not possible and are only performed by charlatans and politicians, Woodward joked. 2025 predictions. The prognosticator noticed a lot of fat on the 11 spleens this year, with one band of fat representing above-average precipitation and average winter temperatures during the first half of winter, and a second band of fat representing below-normal temperatures and average precipitation from early spring to early summer. There was also an anomaly on a spleen late in the forecast, like near the end of May or early June, which Woodward believed indicated a significant event would occur around that time. With the above-average snowfall during the first part of the winter, the province should be prepared for some localized flooding when there is a rapid warming in the spring, he added. Large swings in temperature will be common, and there will be rain at strange times during the winter. February will start off with mild weather with some rain and snow, with the peak of winter happening near the end of the month and snow persisting into March. The spleens suggested that major rain and snow events will happen around February 9 and 15. March-April. March will be an average month, but since Saskatchewan has not had an average March for many years, it might seem colder than usual. People should expect some significant rain and snow around March 21, although the southwest corner of Saskatchewan near Maple Creek and Tompkins will see the water disappear quickly. A lot of water is still needed to turn the dry conditions around, but this winter will definitely help, said Woodward. April will be different from March, as it will become progressively colder around April 7, with rain around the 20th and 28th, which should provide good moisture for spring seeding. May, June. May will remain cool until the 10th, when it begins to warm up, while rain is expected on the 20th. Meanwhile, June will see more normal temperatures, although a cold and wet spell is likely to happen around the 17th to 20th. You are better off to trust Saskatchewan pigs, the window, and luck for your short-term weather forecasts, Woodward added jokingly.